Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Today, family, is the 29th of December, 2018, and once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. The title of today's lesson is, I Am He. I Am He. Now, we're going to do this lesson because many people have been led astray. Many people have been kept in bondage. Many people believe lies. But remember, the Father says, the truth shall set you free. That's what's going to make you free. His truth, His word. So we're going to look within His words and get this truth. Many are being held in bondage because they're not understanding who are the Father's people. They're thinking it's the whole world, everybody in Christianity or whatever. People believe lies. People believe He switched up His people because they use the word spiritual Israel. They don't understand these things. Once you get to knowing that our Father, remember, He says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But who is this Jesus Christ? Let's go to Isaiah 43. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. That was in Isaiah. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Okay, go to Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons or children of Jacob or Israel, you're not consumed. Understand, I'm not changing anything. Family, let's just give a prayer to our Father before we begin. Father, praise you. Glory to your name, Father. Father, we and every one of us, those who you have chosen before the foundation of the world. Father, we ask for a blessing by your Spirit flowing through each and every one of us, that we can get the pure understanding of your truth, of your word. We say hallelujah, glorifying your name, Father. Hallelujah. All right, family, let's get this rolling. Let's get this rolling. Okay. In Isaiah 42:8, just to bring up to your remembrance, if you've not been keeping up with these lessons, this is an important truth. This is an important truth. The Father keep telling you who He is. I am. I am. Well, you got to know, who are you worshiping? Who are you serving? Remember, it says in the book of John that God is a spirit. Don't be looking at flesh, because you won't understand that Jesus was in Abraham's time as Melchizedek. In the new covenant, the son of Mary and Joseph, called Jesus. In the garden, He was with the Father, talking to the Father. Adam and Eve. He was in the wind, talking to Elijah. Okay, let's get to the word. Because, you know, if you're going to look at the physical, you're never going to understand this. Isaiah 42:8 reads, I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give it to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah of Old Covenant said that who he was speaking to, and he knew who he was speaking to, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he says, I'm the Lord. That's my name, and my glory, I'm not going to give it to anybody else. So some people want to say Old Covenant was God, New Covenant was Jesus. Old covenant, he had a people. Now there's a new covenant. No, there's a renewed covenant to the same people, but the people who have the spirit and flow and walk and seek the Father by spirit, they shall hear him in these last days. They should be hearing them now. Now we can go to Bible verses about the I am. If you go to Exodus chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 6 and 14 so you know who we're talking to. Who was Moses talking to? Verse 6 of Exodus 3. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. This is Moses, verse 14 of Exodus 3. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Okay, so we're getting this understanding that who they call Jesus was the I am of the old covenant, was in the beginning the Alpha Omega, was speaking to Adam and Eve in that garden. But we're just seeing different ways that he came to speak to his people. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The mediator, which was the division point for us when we got kicked out the garden, was the flesh. So God, or the Word, dwelling among us that was manifested in the flesh, according to John chapter 1, was that flesh, that mediator, that vessel, who the Spirit of the Father dwelt in the flesh among us. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Abraham was, I am. John 6, verses 47 and 50, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Keep reading on down that one. I'm not going to read them all. Last two are in Revelations chapter 1, verse 8, and Revelations 21 and 6. He says the same thing. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Okay, I want to leave it right there. You guys can look into all that yourself. Now, I want to take you guys to John 18, because we're speaking of the I am. But that I am says, I'm he. Now, he going to give a testimony of himself. We've been going through other testimonies where you saw Philip and John and many more, Paul, saying Jesus was God. They acknowledged him. They worshiped him. He was able to forgive their sins. Only God can do that. We know that, according to the old covenant. Many people want to stay to the old covenant, but he, nobody else, could forgive sins but our Heavenly Father, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when we go to John 18, I'm going to begin at verse 1. It reads, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth to his disciples over the brook Kedron, where was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom ye seek? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. That mighty word of I am he. He's pronouncing who he is. They went backwards and fell to the ground. That was a mighty word. Today, he could tell you all through the scripture, I am wonderful. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And people don't fear it. They don't get it. We've only been dealing with one entity. He comes in many ways. He is the mediator between the spirit world and the physical world, the flesh world. That vessel known as Jesus was that mediator to give us a connection back to the spirit, which is God. I pray you get it. I pray you get it. It says that they fell backwards to the ground. Then asked he again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. Now, he telling you that I am he. Now, you ought to know, we just read, I'm just going to throw it out there, we just read John 18. Keep in mind what he had said in prior verses. In John 8:24, the Father said, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. See, if you don't know this little bit of truth, who we're speaking about in the scripture, all these lies, the 11 start flowing in. Oh, well, you know, See, we're in Christianity, and we're dealing with Jesus. You know, God gave Jesus for us so that all the Gentiles, all the nations, even the nations who came against us in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, they are the Father's people too. Everybody got the Spirit. You can't believe the truth that you read in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 because, see, Jesus is spiritual Israel. Well, wait a minute. According to Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, only one person got the Spirit from our Father, and that was Genesis chapter 2, that formed by the dust of the ground and given the breath of life. That did not happen in Genesis chapter 1, male and female, who were in the world. All right, let's get going. Let's get going because, see, many don't believe what the Father tells you. You got to believe upon him what is written. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Why will you die in your sins? Because you're going to be doing the things of the flesh. You're not going to understand who and how you're supposed to pray. Who are these people? You're not going to listen to him speaking to you in your dreams. You're not going to understand, family, when his prophets come to you with the word, speaking the truth that's within Scripture, because you have learned a fable or a tradition of man, saying lies, not what our Father says. Let's keep going. We're going to go to John 8. John chapter 8. I'm going to cut it up here and there. In John 8, I'm going to pick up reading verses 1 and 3 through 3. It reads, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst. I'm going to leave it right there because I want you to know who was present during this time. Well, we got the people and the leaders of Israel. The scribes and the was important. Jump down to verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, and thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. I judge not after the flesh. Am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. What he's saying is, I and the Father are one. Same thing. For I'm not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. That's why my judgment is true, because I and my Father are one family. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now, he said two men. We're not speaking of men, okay? If he's going to say the Father that sent me, that's one man, and I am one man. We're speaking spiritually. We're speaking spiritually. We're speaking spiritual things, if you understand the Spirit. The I am is the Father, but in physical form. The other Father that sent him was God is a spirit. He was the Spirit in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're talking the same thing. Okay, so we're going to read here. It says, then, here's what these Pharisees and these scribes, these unbelievers, the ones who tell you lies, even today, they said unto Jesus, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Family, you know where that's going to take you. I got to re-enter it because some people are not reading the word. John 14:8-9. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? How are you going to say that? Today, when we bring forth this truth, many going to say, oh, she tripping. No, I'm reading the word. And these words Jesus spake in the treasury as he taught the people. And no man laid hand on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whether I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, you are fleshly. I am from above, I'm spiritual. Ye are of this world, I'm not of this world. Don't think that I came to save the whole world. The world he's speaking of is his people, Israel, that are in this world. Okay? I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Why did they want to stone him? Because they said he was comparing himself, making himself to be God. That's what they want to stone for. Today, many will find fault in this doctrine, although we can read it, because they believe the scribes and the Pharisees' modern-day teachings. It's still here today, family. Only those who have an ear to hear, eyes to see, and a mind that has been renewed will understand this truth. Okay. I'm not going to read it anymore, but I have more of my notes on that. I want to go a little further. I want to go just a little further. I can read more. I can read more. I didn't think I could, but I can read more. Okay, still in John 8. Still in John 8. Let me pick this back up. Okay, remember, I'll pick back up at verse 23. And Jesus, or Yahushua, said unto them, I'm reading the word Jesus and Lord and God because you guys got to get this truth. It really don't matter what you call them, because that's a physical word. Spiritually, you know he's the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So don't get twisted. I know there's a lot of sites out there who want to make you condemn if you don't use their version of this physical name to describe a spirit. We ain't going to get into that folly, okay, family? We're not going to get there. Let's go with the father's spiritual truth. We'll read what's in plain sight, which you've always known. So let's read. 23, I'll pick up at 23. And Jesus said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I'm not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he. If you don't believe, people don't even know what they believe in. You won't believe in the truth. He said, I'm he. You're not going to believe in a stone figure that they make to be Jesus that look white and he's crucified and all you see is the flesh. You're not going to believe in Buddha. They say Buddha's Jesus. You're not going to believe in all the false gods of all this kingdom and world thinking that that's who the Father is. No, the Father is a spirit. But if you cannot believe that this spirit in the vessel of Jesus was the I am the beginning, the ending, the Alpha, the Omega, the creator, that this was God the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says, I am he. If you will not believe that, ye shall die in your sin. You got to believe the truth. When you pray, you know who you're praying to. You're praying to a spiritual father. He made the mediator the way that flesh was that mediating point between the spirit and man. Because when we came out the garden, we were in flesh vessels. So the spirit world came through by way of Jesus, who was sent by the head spirit. He gave a little part of him to get us back to him from him. Remember, when we were in the flesh in this world, there was no connection with the Father. We always had the spirit, but when we were obedient, like believing, then we could flow back to the Father and hear from him. Believe this truth so you can start hearing from the Father. It was prophesied all these things would happen. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. Okay. I'm going to pick up at 24. I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then they said unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that has sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Nobody was hearing from the Father but that mediator, Jesus. When Moses was speaking, he was speaking to the Father through the vessel, through a burning bush. Abraham later, through Melchizedek. The people during the time of the new covenant, they were speaking to the vessel known as Jesus. But that's Emmanuel, God in the flesh. God in the flesh. God in the flesh. The spirit now came into a flesh vessel and dwelt among us, bringing us back through his resurrection, back to the Father spiritually. As Jesus' flesh was crucified, we become crucified of the flesh. We think nothing of the flesh. We flow by spirit back to our Father. Pray you're getting it. He said in verse 28, then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. Because the spirit went back to the Father. The spirit is what we look to, not the dead flesh. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed upon him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed upon him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. You're free. You're not going to be in bondage to these lies that are everywhere. Taste not, touch not, want not. Woman, keep your dress on. Woman shouldn't wear things that pertain to a man. Oh, the scriptures are just to the men, to the brethren. You're not going to be under this bondage. You're not going to be under this bondage. You're not going to be under the bondage of the flesh. You're going to flow in the spirit, war in the spirit by praying. You're going to understand that the battle is already won. Even though Satan can throw all kind of obstacles your way through people too. But it seems like, oh, I'm defeated. Oh, it seems like this. The battle is won. Don't believe the lie. Believe what he is telling you. He is now in you, dwelling in you, the kingdom. It cometh not with observation. Don't believe the lies of this world. Don't believe those lies. Ye shall be free indeed. I know, he said to the scribes and the Pharisees and the people who were there, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me. The word hath no place in you. All he was telling them and they had a problem with was he was God. That's what they had a problem with. He said it many different ways. Nobody can say that your sins are forgiven but God. He did it. You're trying to make yourself equal with God. You're blaspheming. He was. He was. So Jesus says to him, verse 39, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Oh, I went too far. Let's see. Okay, I was on verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Verse 37. I know, this is what the Spirit said to these wicked. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, because he ain't talking about the whole world. He's talking about the children of Abraham. He said, I know you come from Abraham, but ye seek to kill me because my words have no place in you. The word is the Spirit, family. I hope y'all know that. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works, Abraham. Go down to verse 53. Art thou, said the scribes and the Pharisees, greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I'd be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Remember what Philip said, show us me the Father. Usually say it so long time with you, Philip. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So he's saying the same thing here. Yet ye know me not, but I know him. You don't know me. You don't know my Father. There's no place, no spirit in you for that understanding. Those who can't get it today, that's what the Father's saying. It wasn't meant for them to get. There's a division of the sheep, the goat, the wheat, the tares, family. We in that last day, because the Father has come, he's dwelling within us. That's that spirit talking in you. That's that connection that Yahushua said, it's finished, it's done. Now the people can start to hear. Now the people could get out their graves. Now the people can proclaim the truth and set up his kingdom as on earth, as in heaven, as on earth. It's the flourishing. I pray you understand this. Your father, 90 seconds, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not but 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they stones up to cast at him. I'm going to leave it right there. Just understand verse 24. Jesus said, I said therefore unto you, 60 seconds. Jesus said in verse 24, I said therefore unto you, and he's speaking to everybody here, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Family, I'm going to leave it there. Go back to Isaiah 43, 10 to 11. It says, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I'm going to leave those words. I'm going to ask for a blessing for all those who are on the sound of my voice, and I want to thank the family members who have given love offerings to keep this ministry alive. I ask the Father to continuously bless you and give you his spirit through dreams, through understanding. Hallelujah. Praise you. Blessed family. Stay blessed. Shalom.